AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Mitt Romney is telling Republicans Donald Trump is wrong for a lot of reasons to represent the party in the race for president.
His domestic policies would lead to recession. His foreign policies would make America and the world less safe. He has neither the temperament nor the judgment to be president.
The 2012 Republican nominee spoke today in Utah.
Here's what I know. Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud. His promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University.
It's not just Mitt Romney. 70 national security experts and Senator John McCain are also warning Republicans Trump is dangerous. Donald Trump dismissed Romney earlier on NBC's Today Show, calling him a stiff. Donald Trump will be in Detroit tonight, along with the other three remaining candidates, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and John Kasich, for a debate. The AP's Mark Smith reports Donald Trump will have to deal with moderator Megyn Kelly from Fox News.
It was Kelly whose pointed questions about previous Trump statements sent the billionaire businessman into a rage after a debate last August. He was so irate he boycotted a debate in January when she was on the panel. But she's back again tonight, insisting her questions will again be tough but fair, and adding she finds Trump interesting to cover.
Chris Christie says he won't resign as governor of New Jersey, and now that he is out of the race for president, will continue helping Donald Trump. Two people who protested Donald Trump's rally in Louisville, Kentucky, have filed police reports, alleging they were punched and shoved by Trump supporters in the crowd. One of the incidents was captured on video. The Florida legislature sent to Governor Rick Scott a bill to overhaul the death penalty in an attempt to resume executions. The U.S. Supreme Court had ruled Florida's sentencing laws were unconstitutional. On Wall Street, stocks are now mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 4 points. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. is giving Jordan 8 refurbished helicopters for the battle against the Islamic State group, or Daesh.
As President Obama recently noted, Jordan is a country that punches above its weight when it comes to the fight against Daesh.
Ambassador to Jordan Alice Wells says the U.S. will supply additional guns and surveillance equipment to Jordan. The president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, has a message to anyone trying to sneak into Europe.
I want to appeal to all potential illegal economic migrants, wherever you are from. Do not come to Europe. Do not believe the smugglers.
A top UN official is warning as many as 70,000 migrants are on a pace to be trapped in Greece because Macedonia and other European countries are shutting their borders to migrants. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.